The broadcast news business may never be the same after election night 2000. The networks called it wrong all night, and we're still trying to figure out exactly how and why it happened. All the TV networks have initiated an internal review of their election coverage, but so far only NBC and CBS have released an account of their investigations. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
In the early morning hours of election 2000, just a short time after NBC had called the election for George W. Bush, anchor Tom Brokaw sounded uncharacteristically unsure.
I'm curious about why we're not seeing the governor yet. And we haven't seen Vice President Al Gore. Perhaps they're waiting for all the votes to be counted, all the I's to be dotted, all the T's to be crossed. That would be something if the networks managed to blow it twice in one night.
Of course, the networks did manage to blow it twice that night, first in the early evening projecting Al Gore as the winner in Florida, and later prematurely declaring George W. Bush the winner. David McCormick, executive producer of broadcast standards at NBC, says there was one big problem with the network's coverage.
Fundamentally, obviously, we relied on a single source of data for our primary data anyway, and in this case, we know that the source was unreliable.
That source of information was Voter News Service. VNS, established 10 years ago, conducts exit interviews and provides research and polling data to all the TV networks. National Public Radio also relies on VNS for polling information on election night. The networks use the data from VNS to project winners. CBS executive Linda Mason says VNS had a great track record.
I think it's been an extremely successful system. I mean, they've made 2,000 calls by this system over the years, and 6 have been wrong. So the system had worked very well for us in the past, and I don't think there was a reason to suspect that there could have been a problem.
But the CBS analysis of its news coverage pinpoints overconfidence in VNS as a major factor in what went wrong on election night. The tight presidential race, says Tom Rosenstiel of the Center for Excellence in Journalism, revealed the flaws in the system.
They had poor assumptions. They had poor numbers. They didn't understand the Florida election well enough. They didn't know who was really going to vote. They didn't know how many absentee voters there would be. They didn't have enough staffing, and their computer system was obsolete.
Rosenstiel blames the network's failure to provide adequate resources for some of the problems at VNS. Rosenstiel says a lack of resources also explains why the network's decision desks, charged with making the calls on election night, also failed so miserably. The desks, says Rosenstiel, once had large staffs, but now have been cut back to just a few people.
They don't have original reporting capability. They don't have contacts around the country who really are knowledgeable in each state who could double check and say, well, this is what our exit poll shows. Does that comport with what you know on the ground? The fact is they don't have enough people to be monitoring the AP wire.
CBS, which issued an 82-page report on its election night coverage, provided a detailed account of how faulty VNS data and a small isolated decision desk proved to be a bad combination on election night. The CBS decision desk, located several floors away from the network's studios, wasn't aware of what was being said on the air. Linda Mason.
The people who make the decisions are engrossed in screens with statistic upon statistic upon statistic. They're not watching television.
Around 2 o'clock on election night, through a series of errors, VNS mistakenly reported that Bush had a 29,000-vote lead in Florida. The CBS decision desk was unaware the Associated Press had been reporting a precipitous drop in that lead. It was also unaware that the network's own reporters were discussing the fact that many votes were yet to be counted.
In the studio, Dan and Ed Bradley, who was talking to Byron Pitts, our reporter in Florida, were sharing this information with the public. And they were kind of saying, whoa, before we call Bush too fast, there are all these outstanding votes. They look to be Democratic. We better be a little bit careful here. And then, bing, the call for Bush came.
The CBS decision to call the race for Bush came within minutes of Fox and NBC calling the election. Even so, the CBS analysis concludes that despite the intense competition of election night, it was these other factors which led to the wrong call. The NBC analysis, while differing somewhat from CBS, also cites the need for more original reporting and checking with other sources before calls are made. And says NBC's David McCormick, in the future, the network needs to be more forthright in explaining its calls.
I think we could have just done a little better in explaining how the exit polls are taken, who takes the polls, what happens to these numbers, and the difference between a projection and obviously an official winner. So we have to sound kind of a less definitive official tone when we're giving these projections.
The network's investigations of their election coverage were motivated at least in part by charges of political bias. So far, all the networks have refuted that charge. Republican Congressman Billy Tozan of Louisiana has called for a hearing on the election coverage. Tozan's communication director, Ken Johnson, says the House Commerce Committee is expected to hold the hearing in early February.
We are not going to introduce legislation that will prevent the networks from projecting winners. We are not going to pursue legislation that will prevent the networks from doing exit polling. But we are going to insist that the networks act responsibly in their election night coverage.
VNS is conducting its own investigation into what went wrong on election night. A final report is expected soon. At that time, the networks say they will assess their future relationship with the service. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.